Come on in to the home of Dear Hallmark. This is the space where we can unabashedly talk all things Hallmark Channel. From Hallmark movies and mysteries to Christmas movies, whether winter, spring, summer, or fall. Your host Dara here will get you covered with them all. So be sure to grab a drink, take your shoes off, hang your coat up, get comfortable, because we have a lot to talk about here at Dear Hallmark. Let's see what's on this week's episode. Welcome to WDDH Radio. I'm your host, Dara, and you are tuned into the space where we talk all things Hallmark Channel. You guys have always wanted to open up a podcast episode as if I was on a radio station, like I was a radio DJ coming back from a commercial break or something. And so I wanted to take the opportunity to do that. So there we go. Well, if you are joining me here for the first time, cheers to you, whatever you may be doing as you're listening to this, wherever you are. I want to say thank you so much for allowing me in your life, allowing me in your space, and we can spend time together just chit-chatting about Hallmark Channel stuff. As I said, my name is Dara, and I created this space where I can just talk shop about Hallmark Channel. And we've got some things to talk about in this episode, my friends. A lot has transpired in my short time away, and some people have asked me my thoughts, and we're going to get into it. And for those of you who are not on social media, this may be your first time hearing a lot of these things, so this will be news to you. The first and foremost and most big thing that came out of my time away was when Hallmark Channel did the TCA, the Television Critics Association. They had an event and they did a presentation, and they mentioned how they are going to be rebranding the Hallmark Movies and Mystery Channel along with the Hallmark Drama Channel. I have this article up from... It is MediaVillage.com. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. So Hallmark Media announced today, and today is February 7th, 2024. That's the date of the article, not the day that I'm recording it, mind you. So it says, Hallmark Media announced today, as part of the TCA Winter Press Tour, that Hallmark Movies and Mysteries will rebrand to Hallmark Mystery on March 6th. So as of March 6th, no longer will it be Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. It'll be Hallmark Mystery. It'll be debuting a fresh new on-air look while continuing to provide the captivating, cozy mysteries that audiences know and love. This year, the network is home to a record number of all new and returning mystery. Now, returning mystery series, that's strong. Because the only returning one is Hannah Swenson, let's be real. Out of the OG mystery series that that true Hallmark fans know about, the only one that's truly returning is Hannah Swenson. And even with that, it's still vastly different. So I prefer Murder, She Baked over Hannah Swenson, but I just work here. So, where was I? Okay. This year, the network is home to a record number of all new and returning mystery series, including its first historical mystery, Gilded Newport Mysteries, Murder at the Breakers, which stars Ali Scovby, A Firefly Lane, Danny Griffin of Fate, The Wink Saga, and Nathan Witt from Cut Color Murder. They also talk about Crime Time, Free Fall, which stars Lindy Greenwood and Luke McFarlane. And that premieres towards the, actually the day before Sense and Sensibility, the Mahogany movie premiere. So it's that Friday before. And they also talk about the next installment of the popular franchise, Hannah Swenson. They announced that Victor Webster is going to be Allison Sweeney's new co-star in the mystery, which is, what? I mean, if Wedding Veil Legacy alone didn't tell you what it was hitting for, I can't even, and he's playing a district attorney.
he's about to burn the whole place down. And then they also announced that there's going to be a second installment of the Cases of Mystery Lane, which, in my opinion, it was well overdue. So I'm grateful that we have one. Looking forward to that one coming out later in the year. Now, in addition to Hallmark Movies and Mysteries being rebranded to just Hallmark Mystery, Hallmark Drama will become Hallmark Family on February 28th. And the network will spotlight timeless storytelling for the whole family centered around faith, love, and community. Now, I am your sister, right? I'm your best friend, your internet cousin, your stepdaughter. I don't know how you see me in your family dynamic. But we finna keep it real, okay? So it is so odd. How do I say this? It provoked a question in me when I first read this, that Hallmark Drama would become Hallmark Family, and that it's wholesome entertainment for the entire family on faith, love. And I'm thinking, well, then what's Hallmark Channel? But then someone said, well, maybe Hallmark Family would be like the non-romantic movie. So like it'll be maybe like a Hall of Fame movie, not saying that they're making Hall of Fame movies, but it could be, you know, the depth, the drama, more family centered than our Hallmark Channel movies, which are more romance focused, which does put a different perspective on it. And I can understand that. So like the non-mystery movies that we would see on Movies and Mysteries, like Unexpected Grace, Presence of Love, Heart of the Matter, things like that, that would then premiere on Hallmark Family is what my understanding is. But yeah, and that one's going to take place February 28th. So I am very curious to see what will happen. Let me read you a little bit of what Lisa Hamilton Daly, who's the EVP of programming, she said. Hallmark Media is home to a wide range of content offerings that deliver on the promise of providing comfort and joy. And it is our goal to ensure that the viewing experiences across all networks and platforms are uniquely authentic. We look forward to debuting the rebranded networks where fans can continue to enjoy fun, engaging mysteries on Hallmark Mystery and wholesome family stories on Hallmark Family. And so, yeah, come in a few weeks, we're going to feel that change. And I read in another article that there may be talks of some television, like mystery-centered television series as well, that may be going off on, like, you know, like premiering or whatever on Hallmark Mystery. The one thing, though, is going to be interesting is come Christmas time, what Miracles of Christmas is going to look like. Will that be on Hallmark Family? And then will Hallmark Mystery do, like, a Christmas movie or two? And will it be primarily between Hallmark Family and Hallmark Channel? And then during Christmas, will all three networks just run Christmas movies all the time? I guess we just have to sit back, buckle our seatbelts, and just enjoy the ride, huh? I guess so. So that's your first morsel of news. Your second morsel of news is that Miss Erin Krenko and Mr. Daniel Lissing are going to be starring in a Christmas movie together this upcoming Christmas season, and it's called Santa Tell Me. Now, my antenna initially went up because I was like, oh, because they're announcing this one so early, I'm guessing this is like the Biltmore Christmas of the year. So like this is going to be the feature presentation Christmas movie that will air Sunday night, Thanksgiving weekend. That's my understanding because they're announcing it so early. And so, yeah, that's going to be cool. I'm excited to see Erin Krenko in new movies. There's some scuttlebutt that she is going to be in a movie with Robert Buckley, which is like, come on, sis. I'm very, very excited. Very excited. Next, I'm going to get into some of the movies that are going to be premiering in March. Now, in March, the first half of March is normally like bonus originals if they put out movies. And then I believe Spring Into Love is starting March 23rd. I'm not completely sure, but we'll see. I do know that Miss Brooke D'Orsay is going to be starring in a mystery. And I am very, very excited. She's my best friend in my head, just to let y'all know. And she will be starring opposite Giles Marini in a mystery called Crimes of Fashion, Killer Clutch. And that will air Friday, March 15th at 9 p.m. And this will be fresh after the rebrand, because the rebrand for Hallmark Mystery will take place March 6th. So this is going to be a dope premiere for the rebrand of that network. Next, we have Shifting Gears, which I think premieres August 23rd. And that has Crystal Lowe directing. She's one of the first mentees in the Make Her Mark program, or the first, I don't know what the technical term is, the first students or recipients of in the program. And so here is Shifting Gears. After female mechanic Jess reluctantly agrees to participate in a car restoration show, she is shocked to learn that her ex-boyfriend Luke is her main competitor. Will sparks reignite? This one stars Catherine Burrell and Mr. Tyler Hines. So this is going to be interesting, given Never Been Chris. I'm curious to see where we go from here with the homie. And then lastly, we have An Easter Bloom. A young gardener sets out to save her family farm by entering a floral competition for Easter. She meets a local pastor along the way who helps restore the hope she lost. This one stars Amy T. Garden and Benjamin Hollingsworth. Now, y'all already know, if you haven't watched my YouTube reviews of the Santa Summit Romance and Style, please get thyself to YouTube and watch it, because there is a space in my heart for that only Benjamin Hollingsworth resides. Like, I need you to understand the excellence, the sheer just bravo in which this man acts. He can do no wrong. I have a very small group of people in my head that I put into that category when it comes to Hallmark Channel movies. These people, every movie they're in, I'm captivated. It's like, can you leap over buildings with a single bound? Like, what can't you do? And he's one of them. And so I'm here for Ben. I am nervous about Amy, though. I will not lie to you. Her Hallmark Channel movies haven't hit right for me. I've more so enjoyed her Hallmark movies and mystery movies, her more serious ones. The more lighthearted ones, they didn't go off well. So I'm a little bit nervous about this, but hopefully because she's paired with Ben, we can get a good one here. And it's spring focused. It's the Saturday before Easter, because Easter is on March 31st this year. So that will be exciting. And you guys, that's going to do it for the news. We are going to take a quick break, but when I come back, we are going to get into my review of Paging Mr. Darcy. So stay tuned to WDDH Radio. And we are back. Paging Mr. Darcy. Paging Mr. Darcy. That's the movie we're going to be talking about in this episode. And this movie stars Mallory Jansen and Will Kemp. No strangers to Hallmark Channel. I love that I'm seeing more of Mallory. I thoroughly enjoy her as an actress on this network. And Will Kemp, he's a knockout. Like, he kills it. So I appreciated seeing them together. And before I get into Paging Mr. Darcy, I wanted to give you my thoughts on Love You Wary overall, because I don't know if I talked to you guys about that. I am so excited to get into these Love You Wary movies. When they first announced that it was a Jane Austen theme, I screamed. I think I threw my laptop and I probably like kerfuffled and convulsed, because I think it's just so brilliant to have, like, for this to be a theme for Love You Wary. I just think it's brilliant. The branding has been brilliant across, like, how cohesive all the posters are. I appreciate that. And and as a literature person, I have an English degree. I should say this out front, or should I? Whatever. So I love literature. Any bookish type of movie automatically gets two bias points from me. because I'm already captivated. Any type of academic professor-ish type of movie, 2.5 bias points automatically, because I just enjoy literature, English departments, university, English, whatever, anything in that realm. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy. So I wanted to lay that groundwork as we go into the Loveuary movies this month, and know that I'm going to be going back and forth between YouTube and the podcast. So not all of the reviews will be here on the podcast. So you want to make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel so you can get my thoughts on all of the movies throughout Loveuary. So the first one that premiered is Paging Mr. Darcy, and I remember pressing play and I was just so giddy. I was like, oh my gosh. First of all, the opening sequence was gorgeous, perfect, perfection. It's right up there with the Picture Perfect Mysteries as best opening sequence. It's not number one, because Picture Perfect is still number one. This is number two. Catch Me If You Claws, that was a good one too. I will put that third. This one goes second. Let's see what Hallmark Channel says that Paging Mr. Darcy is about. When an overly serious scholar attends a Jane Austen annual conference, she strikes a deal with the man playing Mr. Darcy and finds her perspective and her heart changed. So we see that Eloise Cavendish is her name, which is that last name. I want to know how the writer came to that name, because that is a very specific name. I'm trying to think how do I even start, y'all? Come on, Dara. You can use your English words. Go for it. So I enjoyed watching this movie, but it's mostly because there was a coziness to it for me that I can see it being played in the background while I'm doing something. I don't know if I could sit. I couldn't sit through the first watch because I found myself on my phone every now and then, so it didn't keep my attention as much. But it kept it enough to where I'm like, this would be like, I can see myself saying, "Oh, let me put on this specific movie for the vibe of what I want to have on while I'm cleaning or while I'm cooking or whatever." Like I do that with Always Amore. Like there's a vibe that I am so captivated by in Always Amore that I want to have that on while I'm cooking. So I can see that. I can see this movie being that for me. There really are no standout scenes because this movie was okay. Like it wasn't anything to write home about, unfortunately. Because I know when I saw the pairing, I was incredibly excited. And I think that's the biggest thing with this month, outside of An American in Austin, because I'm not familiar with those two actors. Although Nicholas Bishop, I feel like I've heard of him before. And if you don't know, An American in Austin is already on Hallmark Movies now, so you can watch it early before it premieres on Saturday, just so you know. So between Love and Jane, Paging Mr. Darcy, Sense and Sensibility, I was very excited for all of the people involved. But this one, it gave me the feels. I loved that we had literature, the high tea. I loved the hotel room she was in. Oh my gosh, that headboard. I appreciated that bed, y'all. And then the table and the teacup when her sister left her the tray right before she was getting ready to speak. Now, let me set the scene, because Mallory Janssen's character, Eloise, which I do love the name Eloise. I think that was so cute and is a beautiful name. And apropos for an English professor of her caliber. But I do. Dang it. What was I getting ready to say? I go on so many parentheticals and tangents that I get out of my head. Oh, well, it'll come back to me. It probably wasn't that important. This movie just, it didn't do much. And let's talk about the plot line of her feeling overshadowed by her younger sister, because her younger sister is more vibrant, vivacious. She fills up the room when she gets in there. Her sister did come off a little bit selfish, just a little bit. Not a little bit. She did come off selfish to me. And I was like, y'all, let's not make our English professor that insecure. Like, that we're still dealing with high school stuff. Like, it gave me Never Been Chris PTSD. And I just didn't want to deal. I'm like, man, I would have liked if she was more so of the, like, I work too hard. Like, because I feel like that's probably more believable for women our age. And when I say our age, I'm in my mid, like, approaching my mid-30s. So, and she's in her 30s. So, I would like her to be of the, like, burn the midnight oil, grind, ambitious, you know, work it, that she doesn't have time. And while, like, she thinks it's all a floof. And so she works. And I would have liked that. And then her younger sister be like, all you do is work and you don't spend time with me. You don't spend time with people. That's why you ain't got no man now. Like something like that. as opposed to, I don't know, that it just rubbed me the wrong way. And then her sister's fiance was like dead weight. Yeah. The ball at the end was all right. Y'all, that's all I got, y'all. Oh, Victoria Jennings. She was the accomplished Princeton professor that Eloise wanted to, you know, schmooze and rub shoulders with so she could get the professorship at Princeton. Spoiler alert, she did. So she's moving to Princeton. So her and Sam's going to be her gentleman koala. Okay. And, that's all I got. I feel like I'm giving you filler. I feel like I'm trying to give you a crab cake, but instead of giving you the real crab meat, it's just a bunch of filler. And I don't know what else to say. Because again, this movie didn't do much. I mean, the vibes were there, but the story was a little bit lackluster. But you know, oh, okay, let's talk about that there's a conference for Jane Austen people. I think that's really dope. I love to find that there's something for everybody. That there is something so niche that it brings 120 people together who are like head over heels in love with this specific thing. I think it's great. I think it's so great. And so because I mean, this Hallmark thing is mad niche. I know when I talk about it at work, we were like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, yeah, it's a thing. but yeah. Yeah. Sidebar, I still have a lot of people coming up to me at work asking me about my Hallmark Channel stuff. It's crazy. It is crazy how my job is flipping out over the Hallmark stuff. People I don't even know, but who recognize me, obviously, because my hair is my calling card. So they see me and they're like, you are the person who da-da-da-da-da. So I digress. Paging Mr. Darcy gets a 3. First impression, I gave it a 3.5. I think I'm just going to give it a 3. Because it's a meh. I wanted more. So I'm going to give it a 3. So for real, that's all I got. One thing I forgot to tell you guys. One thing I forgot to tell you guys in the news portion, there's going to be a movie premiering next Monday, A Taste of Love, starring Aaron Cahill. Next Monday is President's Day. Some people have that day off from work. So you have a movie you can watch that evening, and it stars Aaron Cahill. And I think they gave it the Loveuary touch for the movie poster, not the full service. They kind of got a little a la carte touches. You know what I'm saying? But because I think this movie is acquired. I'm just guessing. I don't know. So, yeah. Well, you guys, what did you think of Paging Mr. Darcy? This was the first movie of Loveuary. So I think it had a lot riding on it. Because this was the one that kicked off the whole Jane Austen fa-la-la-la-la. So, yeah, this had a lot riding on it, and I think it kind of under-delivered a bit. But I would love to see Mallory and Will in another story. I think this was a good pairing, and yeah, I would like to see them again in another story. So, let me see if there's anything else. I don't think there's anything else. My most anticipated movie for this month is Sense and Sensibility. It is the Mahogany movie. And this is Black History Month. So, right on. The Mahogany movie. They did a Mahogany movie in the last week of February last year as well, which was Nashville Legacy, that starred Andrea Lewis and Pooch Hall. And so they're closing out Black History Month with a Mahogany movie on Hallmark Channel, and it is Sense and Sensibility. Stars some beautiful, beautiful Black women. I put the poster up on my Instagram today. And it is so gorgeous. The purple and golds with the hues of melanin. And then you got Dan Jeannot just standing there ready to just wreak havoc on all our lives. I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready. Now, as an English degree having woman, have I actually read Jane Austen? You, as you sit here, stand here, cook here, drive here, and listen, you may think and you may assume that I've read Jane Austen because I have an English degree. And I understand why you would assume that. But you'd be surprised. No, I have not read a page of Jane Austen. It's funny because I took a literature course online during the pandemic, just to kind of refresh myself of the British literature. And it's so funny that she's seen as such this romantic writer, which in some ways, when Eloise was telling the guy that on the plane, she was right, because Jane Austen didn't set out to make the book seem so romantic as modern day motion pictures depict them. I think we've put on a layer of romance, like we've romanticized her novels. I don't think her intention was romance. I feel like her intention was initially realism and sarcasm and kind of bringing to light the hysterics that women go through when it comes to marriage and making light of that. That was what I gathered from the professor and her teaching, not from my reading. But given these movies, I do want to read the books. I'll probably listen to them first, or at least try to. Because I know, you know how they have King James Version? They should have Jane Austen Version, because Jane Austen Version, it's a lot. It's a lot of words. And I don't have the bandwidth. You know what I'm saying? I checked with Xfinity and they said, "Nah, sis, you didn't pay for that plan." So I don't have the bandwidth to take on the Jane Austen version. You know what I'm saying? Same with Shakespeare. More power to y'all. That's when I talked with John Brotherton, we were talking about Lights, Camera, Christmas. No, that's not it. Yes, it is. When I interviewed him for Lights, Camera, Christmas, I was like, I avoided Shakespeare in college like nobody's business. I said, never. No time kill. But I am listening to Chronicles of Narnia, though, and I'm getting my ever-loving life. I'm in my seat trying not to make a fool of myself as I react to, mind you, I've read these books already. And Spotify has the entire series on, if you have Spotify Premium, have the entire Chronicles of Narnia series available for audiobook, as they do for the Jane Austen collection as well. Bringing it back. You see what I did there? Well, you guys, that's all I got for y'all. Valentine's Day is this week. Happy week of love. How are you celebrating? Do you have a boo thing that you are going to be celebrating with? Are you a single girl loving yourself, getting yourself flowers, taking yourself out, watching a movie, buying a good dinner? I know it's because it's on the weekday. I have to work. So I'm planning to take myself out for lunch for that day. I have to see if I have pink or red or something. We'll find out. But yeah, treat yourself, whether you are single or you are in a relationship. Treat yourself. And know that the ultimate love is Jesus, man. He can love you like nobody else. And he's the perfect Valentine. And so, this is my third close. And with that, I'm going to let you guys get back to your life. But thank you for coming into mine for a little bit and allowing me to come into yours for a little bit. It feels good to be back. I know I kind of pump faked y'all with the first episode being the first of February and then not putting anything after that. But I'm back. And I look forward to talking with you guys about more Hallmark Channel movies. And if you haven't already, please leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. If you're just visiting, listen, we got a place at the dining table with your name on it. Literally, it's engraved in the back of the chair. So why aren't you subscribed? Why don't you take your shoes off? Stop leaving your coat on. We all right. We don't bite. Right, y'all? We don't bite. So subscribe and leave a review, because when you do that, it helps the algorithm out and it helps people find the Dear Hallmark podcast so they can know that there are Hallmark podcasts out there that goes throughout the year and not just for Christmas, you know, because there are some people who watch Hallmark Channel all throughout the year and they want to know what's up. And so I'm the one to let you know what's up. So if you do that for me, that would be amazing. And this is my fourth close. Thank you guys so much for joining me. For WDDH Radio, this is Dara signing off. In the meantime, between time, my friends, be sure to watch a Valentine's Hallmark movie that you love. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.